It's not what it looks like, Tess says. It's...
The rest of her words are swallowed by Casey's scream. She stumbles against the counter, hands over her mouth. Kendra and Jade lean together at the back of the freezer, skin blue from the cold. It collects in their synthetic eyelashes and turns their lips black. It isn't clear how long they've been dead, but it's clear they've been dead for at least as long as Casey has been in this kitchen. Tessa grips her by the shoulders, forcing Casey to meet her eyes.
You've gotta believe me, Tess says. I know it looks bad, but I was mostly telling the truth earlier. The sound, it was freaking them out, making them do stuff I know they'd never do. They were gonna hurt me.
You killed them? Casey breathes. She pries Tessa's hands off her and scrambles to the other side of the kitchen island. Anything to put distance between them. Shakily, she raises her knife and aims it at Tess. This can't be happening. Of all the nonsensical things she's seen tonight, however long tonight has been, this is the thing that can't be real. Tess Collins is not a killer.
You don't understand how... You didn't see what it was like, Tess stammers. Until you found me, there was no one I could trust. I've been so scared.
They were your friends.
No, Tess spits. No, they were different. This place changed them into something evil. They weren't my friends anymore.
So you killed them?
In self-defense, Tess cries. How about you put the knife down and I can explain everything? You trust me, right?
Casey's mind wanders back to the conversation she had with the other Tess moments ago. Remember everything else we've been through? She lowers her knife by an inch, but she doesn't drop it. Tess was right when she said this place changes people, but she's the one it's changed the most.